Pickleball Fitness and Injury Prevention Tips by PickleballControl.com. Pickleball has rapidly gained popularity in recent years, becoming a favorite pastime for fitness enthusiasts of all ages. This paddle sport, which combines elements of tennis, badminton, and table tennis, is not only fun but also offers a fantastic workout. With its easy-to-learn rules and social atmosphere, pickleball attracts players looking to improve their fitness while enjoying a game with friends. As more people flock to the courts, understanding the benefits of fitness and injury prevention becomes crucial for enhancing performance and ensuring a long-lasting enjoyment of the sport. Fitness plays a vital role in pickleball, as it requires agility, speed, and endurance. Players must be able to move quickly around the court, react to their opponent's shots, and maintain their energy levels throughout the game. Regular physical activity not only improves cardiovascular health, but also enhances muscle strength and flexibility, which are essential for executing various shots and movements in pickleball. By incorporating fitness routines that focus on these areas, players can significantly boost their performance and overall enjoyment of the game. Injury prevention is equally important for pickleball players, as the sport can put stress on the joints and muscles. Common injuries include strains, sprains, and overuse injuries, which can sideline players and diminish their enjoyment of the game. To mitigate these risks, players should prioritize warm-up exercises, stretching, and proper technique. Additionally, incorporating strength training and balance exercises into their fitness regimen can help build resilience against injuries, allowing players to stay active and engaged on the court. To help players stay safe and active, here are some essential pickleball tips focused on fitness and injury prevention. First, always start with a proper warm-up to prepare your body for the physical demands of the game. Dynamic stretches and light cardio can increase blood flow to the muscles and improve flexibility. Second, invest time in strength training, particularly for the core, legs, and shoulders, as these areas are crucial for stability and power during play. Moreover, players should pay attention to their footwear and court conditions. Wearing appropriate shoes designed for court, sports can provide the necessary support and traction, reducing the risk of slips and falls. Lastly, listen to your body. If you experience pain or discomfort, take a break and assess your condition. By following these tips, players can enhance their performance while minimizing the risk of injury, ensuring a more enjoyable pickleball experience. In conclusion, the growing popularity of pickleball presents an excellent opportunity for fitness enthusiasts to engage in a fun and rewarding sport. By focusing on fitness and injury prevention, players can improve their performance and prolong their enjoyment of the game. With the right approach to training and self-care, pickleball can be a lifelong activity that promotes health, social interaction, and a sense of community. Fitness tips for pickleball players. Fitness is crucial to optimizing your performance and reducing your risk of injury. Every good fitness program should have training that focuses on these four main components: agility, endurance, strength, and flexibility. This way, you improve all of the elements of physicality you need to be an all-around better athlete. Agility is the kind of training you do when you need to train yourself to make fast movements or reactions in sports. This is the kind of training where you might do ladder drills, cone sprints, or shuttle runs. That's because you're training to improve your ability to change your directions quickly and as efficiently as possible. You can improve your running speed and coordination with this type of training. The chances of you performing badly at your sport or even injuring yourself during play decrease, because you are learning how to train your body to react better overall. In a way, you are training yourself to make your body injury-proof. Since you are learning in advance how to avoid a situation where you can potentially fumble a shot, or worse, fall down and get injured. We often think of endurance as something you might use in cardio, but with the right approach to fitness, any program can be catered to improving your endurance. Running a few miles a couple of times a week, cycling or swimming, is how you build your endurance. Your heart becomes more energy efficient, and your heart uses less oxygen. The overall challenge of remaining active for prolonged periods of time is less of a physical test to face, especially when you're concentrating only on trying to survive by the end of the game. You can prepare your body better using endurance training so you can remain active later in throughout the rest of the day, then come back tomorrow and be ready to do it all over again. Strength is essential when you want to build muscle. You should concentrate on exercising your whole body. But when you're training in a core program, you want to target your core muscles and aim to build them up. Also, focus on your legs and shoulders. Then take a multifaceted approach to target and build up your upper body and arms. This way, you'll pack on muscle quickly across all areas of your body. Provided you keep up a disciplined diet of protein, you can also expect to burn off at least a few pounds. In spite of what most people think, stretching is an essential aspect of any fitness program. A bigger emphasis on stretching should be made in fitness for those who are actively participating in sports or who partake in any physical activity. The reason for this is that when you stretch, you become more flexible and vastly reduce the risk of any injury. Stretching is best done in the morning or before, and especially after each workout you do. This way, you will make yourself less prone to any potential injury, all thanks to the power of a good stretch. If you keep this up every day for at least 2 months, you will be in better shape. Your muscles will be built up, ready to take on extended level of high-level exercise. You will be all around in better shape, and you will find that if you apply the skills you have learned in your athletic training program to your day-to-day workout routine, even if that means just doing the things you love to do every day, you will also build up a tolerance to a lot of moves you simply could not make in the past. And that's a big motivator to play pickleball. Understanding pickleball and its physical demands. Performance in pickleball is determined by the player's basic skill, plus their level of agility, endurance, strength, flexibility. Quick agile movements are required. Even new pickleball players soon discover a certain level of agility is essential. The ability to move laterally, backward, and forward, and to change the direction of movement quickly in response to the speed, spin, and trajectory of the oncoming ball is critical. Agility drives the positioning and repositioning of the pickleball player's body throughout the game. In games that go on for many 20-plus shots, especially on very hot days, the need for high stamina or endurance becomes evident. Sprains and strains are among the injuries most commonly associated with playing pickleball. Either of these can be directly related to missteps, sudden stops, or quick changes in direction while playing pickleball. These can happen at any time. Just ask anyone who plays pickleball. Tennis elbow is another common form of orthopedic injury acquired playing pickleball. When a player gets struck by the oncoming ball in the eye and is not wearing an eye guard, serious injury will happen. Injuries can include ruptured eyeball, retinal detachment, etc. According to a study conducted by the American Academy of Ophthalmology, sport balls, baseball, softball, etc., are responsible for over 40% of eye injuries to children and young adults. Of those injuries, nearly half occur in players with no eye protection. Injury prevention strategies for pickleball. Injuries are something that every athlete and active person thinks about at one time or another. Some of the most common injuries are ankle sprains, tennis elbow, and shoulder injuries. Playing pickleball can lead to tendonitis in the forearm or tennis elbow, which could result in an overuse injury. The beating your shoulders take when playing pickleball should also not be taken lightly. Understand the injury risks associated with the body, because without this basic information, injury prevention and rehabilitation will be impossible. The rigors of every practice, doubles match, pickup games, or during a competition match, the sequence should be the same for everyone. Your warm-up routine will prepare your body before you begin. Performing your warm-up routine will also, more importantly, prevent injury. Warming up should bring blood to the newly needed muscles of the body and reduce the risk of decreased flexibility during that practice or even that game. Also important is the cool-down routine as it limits injuries. The static stretches that I've mentioned at the start of your routine could also be performed just after your cool-down. Depending on this cooldown, this type of static stretching that you are performing could just be impairing your muscular system, but a functional training warm-up and cooldown system will be more beneficial. If your wrists are impaired, you should take time and break away from that treadwater stroke. The next most easily injured area of the body within sports is the lower extremity. Now, your lower extremity includes each hip, leg, ankle, and foot. These will both benefit from the absorption of impact if you add ankle and everything that it includes. Use this list to help prevent injuries during pickleball, an overall regimented program of fitness. Calisthenics aimed at developing agility, for example, finger to floor, standing, quick step through serpentine slalom, foot hops over and around objects. Eye to hand, eye to foot coordination, play throwing and catching games with the kids or grandkids, skip rope, using either one or two feet, play ping pong, any kind of agility training. Use of agility ladders is especially recommended. Resistance exercises, press squat, wall sits, stationary or moving lunges, bench step ups, stability ball exercises, medicine ball, bi-charge tricep push-pulls, stretch bands, standing or seated row and push-pulls, toss and catch medicine ball exercises. Incorporating recovery into your routine. Recovery is not just an afterthought. It's often a missing component of fitness and offers a whole lot of benefits. Its primary role is similar in both performance enhancement or injury prevention, two areas that should be viewed separately. The term rest days might come to mind at the mention of recovery. The truth is this is just a small piece of the overall puzzle of the bigger picture known as recovery. When we go to the gym and work out for 1 to 2 hours, chances are we are not there solely to have fun. We care about the results of our hard work. To help our bodies recover from the tear of our muscles, we have to take days off to allow our bodies to heal. With that being said, taking days off does not mean that we cannot be productive. In fact, during these rest days, it may not hurt to try something else. It may be possible that we need to move away from the court and lift weights at the gym. Simply working with machines that target only one muscle or body part can get boring occasionally, and our bodies get used to doing the repetitive movements. Injecting some new elements in our workouts, such as the full body movement, eventually promotes muscle recovery. Picklers have a need for fitness and injury prevention. Pickleball is rapidly becoming one of the most popular sports in the world. If you want to enjoy it and be great at it, get as fit as possible and stay injury free. Get fit. Become the best athlete you can become. Work on your agility, strength, flexibility, and endurance. These are the big four you need to focus on. Know this point well. Cardio or cardiovascular work, your heart and lungs' ability to provide oxygen to your body, is important. Cardio will enable you to keep going in extended matches. Keep those muscles strong and flexible. Stay fit. Players who are already fit or who become fit and strong will have less chance of becoming injured. With strength, you can develop power, and you will probably play more pickleball because you're fit, injured less often, and will probably use good stroke mechanics. Stretch, yoga, or other flexibility-enhancing workouts are such exercises. Flexibility is huge. You will also develop abdominal and hip flexor, low tummy strength. This is a great thing. This is